today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun alaikum. Welcome. You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio on Friday, 17th of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Ordibehesht, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
These are verses 47 to 49 of chapter Al-Qamar.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Innal mujrimina fi dalalin wa su'ur.
Indeed, the criminals are in error and madness.
يَوْمَ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ ذُوقُوا مَسَّ سَقَرٍ.
The day they are dragged into the fire, on their faces it will be said, taste the touch of Sakar.
إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ.
Indeed, all things we created with predestination.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
The third blessed verse in question is saying that it may be imagined that these torments are consistent with sins. Thus it further adds that Allah Almighty created everything in its due measure. Their excruciating torments in this world and the severe chastisements in the hereafter and all creation are well measured. The earth, the heaven, the animate and inanimate beings, human limbs and organs and all the means of life and sustenance have been created in the due measure, and there is nothing without measure in this world. Since Allah Almighty is all-wise and all His acts are based on His wisdom and omniscience.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً وتدربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكرا يا رب.
The topic of this episode is about clean earth and environment from an Islamic point of view. As Muslims, we should naturally be a community that consumes less and uses the bounty provided on the earth in ways that are healthier, more efficient, and more equitable. Through this, we facilitate more fair access to resources, preservation of public health, and cultivation of local economies. These practices promote social harmony as well as charity or zakat or sadaqah by shunning excessive consumption and the disharmony or fitna that results. Recycle, repurpose, reuse, and reflect on Allah's bountiful blessings. Look around and observe in nature and in the environment and the multitude of signs of Allah and the beautiful interweave of ecosystems and species that make up a oneness of creation, all beholden to the order and sustenance put in place by the Creator.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Ali from Arab English Radio, and we are trying to be with you and talk to you about Islamic perspective and how we should interact with the environment that surrounds us. Consideration of whole sources of Islamic jurisprudence or fiqh leads to the conclusion that animals must not be killed unless there is a legal permission by Allah, like benefiting from them or being safe from their harm. There are adequate reasons for prohibiting hunting animals for fun, and one can argue from these reasons for prohibition of killing animals without having a permitting cause. In Islamic scriptures, water is introduced as the origin of the source and the source of life, and the earth is introduced as an origin for the creation of human beings. And as our mother, in Islam, planting trees is considered as an act of worship for which special prayer is recommended, and people are urged to protect them. Animals have numerous rights, including the right to life. An animal's life can only be taken with the permission of Allah. Animals must also be loved and respected. Thus, it becomes clear that in Islam, the environment, the earth, the plant, the animals are sacred and has an intrinsic value. Even if there is no threat or shortage, we must still look after natural resources, protect animals and plants, and more generally improve and develop environment. As the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to channel the mercy of Allah to everything within our reach.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, every day for 15 minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
From the protecting the environment's least, keeping the environment clean and safe is an important part. In the pursuit of preserving the environment and fulfilling our obligations as vicegerents on earth, keeping the environment clean and safe is part of the duty. Also known as environmental hygiene, it is an essential part of infection prevention and control, maintaining the emotional and mental stability of the inhabitants as well as our overall well-being, and promoting higher productivity across many levels of the ecosystems. There are, in fact, two sides of keeping the environment safe and clean. On one hand, it involves removing and discarding those which are dirty and harmful, while on the other hand, it would be to maintain cleanliness and oversee the safety measures placed. Interestingly, the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, has taught us to be part of both As narrated in a hadith, the Prophet said, "While a man was walking along a path, he found a thorny branch of a tree on the way and removed it. Allah thanked him for that deed and forgave him."
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
We are speaking about environments, so plants and animals too. Islam emphasizes all measures for the survival and perpetuation of these creatures so that they can fully perform the functions assigned to them. The absolute destruction of any species of animals or plants by men cannot be justified, nor should any be harvested at a rate in excess of its natural regeneration. This applies to hunting and fishing, forestry and wood cutting for timber and fuel, grazing and all other utilization of resources. It is imperative that the genetic diversity of living beings be preserved both for their own sake and for the good of mankind and all other creatures.
Muhammad Rilwi.
Human beings are in a way custodian, and they are amin of this amanat given to us in form of this earth and the natural resources. And this is where we come to realize that, you know, Islam also has a perspective on this issue, that use it, but use it with moderation and do not destroy the nature. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this dunya for us. Our food comes from whatever is on the earth, even from some animals. But even there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have limited the numbers of animals that you can eat. And even the method of slaughtering them, you know, is a very important process, especially to make it more healthier and better for human consumption. Second thing that we have to keep in mind in this, hunting for entertainment and sports is not allowed in Islam. Hunting for your need is okay. You know, people in the past would go to hunt so that they can, you know, use those animals to as food for themselves, and that is not a problem at all. If somebody goes on a hunting trip just for enjoyment, not because they need to, they are going to use that animal. One of the concession that you have in traveling, namaz al-qasr, if you go with that intention, you don't have qasr namaz there. You have to do full namaz because the purpose was not right. Those who raise, you know, animals, domesticated animals, they also have certain responsibilities, whether they use it for food or for the means of transportation. These are all the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear friends, thank you very much for listening till the end of this episode of today's special. Until then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي